radio project, is it?
Twister and bees and bikes and gardens. Okay, so we're here in the garden with Edward, and I don't know the name of this little child.
Selma.
So
she's 2 years old. Yeah.
Ah, and she's in her community garden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She, in fact, is on the group that is called La Tribu. That is a project of alternative education with children of their age. Yeah, and we met. We are having the meetings here in Monte Garden.
Okay.
Yeah, every Tuesday in the morning, and we are starting. And now that the good weather, it will come.
Yes.
We plan to be all the day here, okay, all the mornings.
Excellent. And what age children?
From 1 to 3 or 4 can be. No? Okay. At the moment in the group, it's like 10 kids or 12, depending the day.
Yeah.
Or this age.
Okay. Yeah. And is it all people from the neighborhood with their kids?
Yeah. From different nationalities, and there is someone from outside, but okay, but the majority of them, they are neighbors.
Yes.
And we meet here. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And in terms of like the garden, like I know I've met you here a few times before, but could you just talk a little bit about the garden in terms of how it's functioning for the community, like it's offering this space, this critical space?
Well, okay, the thing is that we meet here a lot of different people, no? That accidentally, no? We knew the idea, no?
Yes.
For example, in my case, I knew that it will happen, but I didn't know where, no?
Yes.
And I wake up in the morning because the noise
yes.
of all the people like dancing on the street and coming to squat the space, no? And okay, my bigger one, my child, he was...
What age is he?
6 years.
Ah.
There is music on the street. And I was like thinking, oh yeah, it should be that. No?
Yes.
Be the garden. No? And yes, and it was right our place. No? And we were really happy. Wow.
You live literally just a few streets away, so it's like...
Just the street behind, yeah? And we came the first day... And we continue, no? And it's good because there is the people that they were planning all the action and that, but also little by little all the neighbors,
yes,
no?
Yes,
that
yes.
They are like crossing the street looking, no? And at the end they are entering another day they are coming to the assembly, another day, I don't know, they come with a plant that they don't use at home, no?
Yes.
And it's a good mixture, and I don't know. We are working a lot of good things, not just planting. No?
Yes.
In fact, the majority of us, we don't know nothing about planting. No? We are urbans. No?
Yes.
But we are learning a lot. Yes. But we are learning also a lot of other things. No? Just working together and making more community. No?
Exactly. And in terms of like the magic of different people, you know, it's space which allows people, strangers, to meet each other. And that's so important in this world, no?
And I think even it's growing, no?
Yes.
That it's, I don't know, it's consolidating, I don't know, it's coordinating.
And
now we'll start with the activities, no?
Yes.
A part of planting, no? Some training courses, some activities for children, some, I don't know, maybe some projections. It's open, the space is open for everyone. Who wants to do something?
Yes. And do you think that this sort of project could grow into more areas of Gràcia, more areas of Barcelona?
Yeah, I think we'll see, because okay, at the moment we are here since October. This means like 6 months, no?
Okay.
Yeah. Six, no less than 6 months.
Four months.
This means that maybe tomorrow, I don't know. police came, yeah. Police come and they kick us from here.
Well, there's always the possibility, but equally there's the possibility yeah. that there, that it won't, and while it exists, we
yeah, but
make
I think
the most
if
of it.
This happens, we will squat a lot of space, no? Because we have
but then
energy and...
But the other side of that, though, is like, you know, as the economic as well as the environmental crisis, you know, as the city knows that more and more something has to be done to you know, become more sustainable, like, why don't they just allow gardens to exist yeah. in these places that are doing nothing, you know? Yeah. They're just acting negatively with yeah, the concrete.
Of course. But the thing, I think the aim is not just to plant, yeah. to have vegetables for everyone, no?
Yes,
no?
Yeah.
The thing is to criticize these politics of, I don't know, to make money in any way, you know, and to exploit, I don't know, the spaces, no?
Yeah.
When people cannot pay even a rent, no? There is places that there is nothing built because people live, I don't know, keeping waiting to see which price it will be on the market and to sell for more money.
Yes, yes.
That's the idea, no? to reclaim
yes.
no? the space, no?
Yeah.
Like reclaim the
mentality, or
the mentality, the what's it, the logic,
yes,
no?
Yes, yes.
The logic of life, no?
And just on that, then, like, do you think that the if you take your average person from the street,
yeah.
do you think that they have a very critical understanding of the political system and the speculation and why it's getting more difficult to get houses? Or do you think that now with the crisis, that more people are starting to question things and to get angry and maybe start to participate in things which are trying to build an alternative?
I'm not sure at all. The thing is that if there is crisis, people, when they don't have, they are reacting. That's
yes.
That's normal, no? Until now, no. Everyone is trying to live his lives and their lives and I think, I don't know, people is reacting, but not enough, no?
Yeah.
And projects like that, they are like making people think, no?
Yes, yes.
There is people who is entering here that never it was thinking maybe that project it was something good, no?
Before it was just a wall on a street.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe the first day they were looking people here inside and they were thinking, it's water, snow, no? Like, with a lot of prejudices.
Yes, yeah.
But when the things are well done, people is reacting good and people is approaching, no? It's like...
Yes, yes.
No? And that's the way that people start to understand, start to being active, maybe planting.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe tomorrow, I don't know, organizing a demonstration.
Yeah, exactly.
Against,
it's like paso, no? Like yeah. little step by little step. But on that, like, I think one thing that everybody I've talked to, I mean, myself included, it feels it's such a positive project. Like, it's such yeah. a lovely atmosphere yeah. with all the different sorts yeah. of people, and I think it's very easy for, you know, the outsiders, people who aren't in the loop of the you know, the whoever it is, what groups are participating, but it's very easy for them. They look in and they don't feel threatened, or they don't feel that, oh, that's not some place I can go. They you know, people are inside going, hey, do you want to come in?
We are hippies.
But it's beautiful. Like, it seems that it's a very gentle step that they can take, and it's so important, I think, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think the key is the plans, no?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's do plan. That we are like feeling like a children, no?
Yes, yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we are planting that place, no? And we are quiet, thinking, talking. The space also is quiet, no?
Yeah.
And it's nice, no? Normally, when we are here, it's sunny.
Yes, yeah. And your son is 6. Is he enjoying it very much? Is this a new adventure for him?
Yeah. Of course. He a lot of times he's coming. Ah, let's go to the huerto. Let's go to the huerto.
Excellent.
This morning he was painting here.
Ah, and did he enjoy that?
Yeah. And also the little one, and I think more even for the little one, no?
Was she painting with the paint?
She doesn't understand nothing, no?
Yeah. But what a place, like if more people, more of the urbans as we are, if more of the people living in cities could have their kids, you know, being around in safe places like this, you know, learning how to water, like as I've seen you, you know, getting her watering the plants, and she understands what not to walk on, what to walk on, what's important. It's like
you should see when tribu is meeting.
Yes,
that it's amazing. Like 10 children, like of 2 years old, like playing with the things, touching the plants, looking, taking water from one side to the other. Yeah, they are really, really enjoying more than, I don't know, in a square that is made of, you know, artificial things.
Yes.
They can participate. Also, the idea is that they participate of the process, no? To plant, to regar, como es,
to seeds, with the seeds.
Yeah, okay, yeah, to seeds and to the water, split the water.
Excellent. There's your son here, no?
Yeah.
Estás feliz en el huerto, no?
Mirza.
Sí.
¿Estás contenta hasta el huerto, no?
Sí.
Es una entrevista de radio, ¿eh?
Sí. Es muy bien, ¿no?
Sí.
¿Qué gustas? ¿Qué cosas te gustas de aquí? ¿Las plantas? ¿La pintura?
Sí. Man gets tired, spirit don't. Man surrenders, spirit won't. Man crawls, spirit flies. Spirit lives when man dies. Man seems, spirit is. Man dreams, the spirit lives. Man is tethered, spirit free. What spirit is, man can be. What spirit is, man.
So we're down in the Hort Comunitari, the community garden here in Gracia. We're here with Xavi. So could you just tell us a little bit what happened today in the garden?
Today we had painted all the walls. Somebody painted with spray, with very nice colors and very nice doors. And the other people draw with pencils and acrylic picture.
Can you describe the painting and how it looks at the moment? Like if somebody comes in from the street, what do they see?
This is a town.
Okay.
We paint over a bicycle row who has the cabin. The other people find different and very amazing drawings with spray in the other walls. Especially, and they covered two bones.
The skeletons.
Yes, skeletons.
Pardon, the skull. Sorry, skull.
Skull.
Skull. Yeah. painting of a skull.
Yeah,
it was just to explain.
Yeah. and they are finishing. Yeah.
Okay. And could you, if we go back to the city, because it's just to describe to people who can't see it, like it's the lower level is lots of buildings of different forms and different scales, and it's lots of huge diversity, like there's different sizes and different things. So could you just explain a little bit about some of the details of some of the pictures on the wall?
Yeah. There's lots of men and women and boys, girls, doing everything, talking, singing, and joining with a trumpet. People in a bar, and people showing dressings. The life in town, in the streets, that happens in Barcelona, where it's especially in summer.
Yes,
it's a very the life in the street is very important.
Yes,
and it's reflected in the wall.
Okay, and then as well, there's a lot of greenery and things growing. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Hay
muchas cosas verdes, muchas plantas.
Yeah, because, well, we are in the garden. That's the important place, and we reflect in the draw this aspect, and we want we draw it and we paint it, big plants and big trees as a background of the draw.
Okay, lovely. Well, it's been like the two of us have been painting for many hours today, and it has been a lovely day, no?
Yes, very, very nice, and a lot of people has coming from other quarters and other styles of life, and the people of the properly quarter. I think it's very important.
Yes, so it's not only people from outside coming in to do the spray painting, but it's people who are coming to do that, but also the people from the area who come into their garden. It's everybody's garden.
Yes, yes. I think it was a very, very important day because I think it reflects the really aspirations of new relations of new, in the city.
Yes. And do you think that this type of action might grow more and more and more in the city and in the whole world?
I think.
Yes.
It's very possible.
Excellent, excellent. Well, muy bien. Merci. Okay, so we're again down in the Huerto in Gracia, in this magical space, and we're here with Kevin, who's travelled from far away, and he's here now. Could you just tell us the story of just what's gone on here the last few days?
It's been pretty incredible, actually. The idea started with an idea for a mural for the garden, and it kind of was really well received, and there had been a bunch of graffitis around the garden, but they really wanted something more cohesive. And
these are old ones now.
Yeah, older graffitis that had been from when this was a house. And so the idea kind of grew, and you know, we planned a day, picked a day, and then told everybody, and then tons of folks showed up.
Yeah.
And you know, we had probably 25 people painting, everyone all over. We had one wall picked out to do a mural on, but we ended up painting the entire garden just because there's so much energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And all sorts of folks, little kids were helping, and older folks from the community.
Yeah. And could you tell us a little bit about first of all, maybe just tell us a little bit like the idea behind the mural. What was it intended?
The original idea for the mural was to have kind of a microcosm of what's happening here, to have a city, but then have all these make the city kind of little, and then have all these plants growing out of the city and on top of the gardens and out the windows and everything. Kind of a bit of a vision of the future of what we need, but also kind of the idea of thinking about the city as the plants are actually more important than the city is. I mean, without the plants we don't have food, so, and bringing that into the city and the consciousness of that.
Okay, and so like we're standing in front of it here now at the moment, so could you just maybe just describe some of the, like for people who can't see it or just listen to this, just describe like some of the images that are on here or anything, just that just catches you.
Well, we've got all the stuff a normal city has painted on the walls here. We've got trees and dogs and cats and people on bicycles, people watering plants, and it looks pretty much like a normal city. But the one difference is that there are these plants everywhere. There's trees all across the ground. Almost every roof has plants hanging off of it. Almost every window has plants growing out of it. And the city seems to breathe.
Mm. You know, it's amazing looking at all the kind of some of the different, well, from the different sorts of paintings to the different scales are there to the levels of detail to, like, it really is. It's amazing. So, and Ben, could you tell us a little bit more then about the actual day and how it worked and, like, I suppose, like, you know, just allowing for this chaos to happen and the kind of energy that comes from that.
Well, for the day we had done a bit of prep work. I had done a little quick sketch and showed it to the people of the garden and they liked it, and then did a little bit of background work, just, you know, kind of painting over some of the graffitis with some base colors so that it gets more cohesive. And then we put up flyers all around the community and started talking to people and started talking to painters we knew. And then, you know, one by one, people started showing up, and things started happening.
Yeah. 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 No, it's great. And then, what? Just in terms of then of like of the space and how these kind of processes help space, because it like I think a lot of really magical things happened Sunday and it's continuing on till today, but. Just like from your own point of view, how do you feel about those, how the space is being helped by this short action?
Well, that's the thing, is that it really becomes so much more about than painting. It was, the painter showed up here, I'm like, wow, look at this garden, this is amazing. And then the people from the garden showed up and saw the paintings, wow, look at the paintings, this is amazing. And a lot of really good connections were made, a lot of painters met painters, and I mean, I made a whole bunch of friends that I've been hanging out with since then, and it really wouldn't have happened without having this space, and constantly I come back to this with the idea of mural painting, is that it's a simple act. It's applying this, you know, millimeter thin layer of color to a wall, but you're actually transforming it. When you're done with it, it's not a wall anymore. It's not a boundary between two things. It becomes something that people want to be involved in and actually enter into, and become more of like a window or a mirror. And that's really what happened on this day, was that it became about the painting, but we all came here to paint, but it was about more than that. It was about being here and the space and people working together, and that's what I try to impart with murals, is that if a group of people come together, you know, even, oh, I can't paint, I can't paint, you know, just it always ends up more beautiful than it was before, and just that idea of groups of people coming together, working together, can make positive change.
And what about, like, one thing that struck me about it is is the slowness. Like it takes time, you know, to be there painting away. Maybe the starts when you're just painting away, you're kind of thinking about what you're doing. Is it okay? Does it fit in? All this kind of stuff. But eventually, you kind of relax a bit, and then you start talking to the person or a bit more to the person beside you. And then by the end of it, like suddenly, you know, that because maybe that slowness has allowed a kind of, you know, a way of getting to know people if they were strangers that maybe doesn't really exist so much in other things that happen in our culture today.
Yeah, it's a very kind of deliberate process. You're all close together. You're all painting the same wall, and you're standing next to each other. And you know, after 20 minutes of silence, you know, you're getting a little bored, so you start talking.
Yeah.
And that's part of it as well, is that these connections get made, and then, you know, you start interacting with the other people and being like, oh, I'm going to put shoes on your guy. Okay,
yeah,
sure, all right. Well, oh, his bicycle needs a horn. We'll put that on. And then and then it really becomes a communal art piece rather than a group of people painting together.
Yeah. And then another thing then is this. I was asking my friends about this the other day, because I think it actually might be the world record for the biggest aubergine mural. But could you just tell us a little bit, well, first of all, do you know if there are bigger painted aubergines around the world? And second of all, actually the process, or the whole story behind the painting of this aubergine?
This is a beautiful aubergine, and I must say it's probably, 4 meters high by...
I'd say more, it could even be 5 meters
high by, 15 across, maybe?
Maybe about 10 or 12.
10 or 12. And it's quite high up on the wall. And it's one of the nice things is that it can actually be seen from the street. There's a wall in front of the garden. So there's a window so you can see in. But this is definitely dominant. And I was so happy about this because the first thing the people from the garden said when I approached them to say, hey, I'd love to do a mural. They're like, great, can you cover up this graffiti that we've got of, because it was of skulls. And it had actually given one of the kids that comes here nightmares.
Ooh.
Because they're pretty scary looking skulls. So I said, oh, you know, it's pretty high up, and so I don't know what we can do. But two guys showed up who have a wonderful technique of, they have about a 20-foot pole that they make by connecting other poles and have a roller on it. And then one of them stands next to the wall and throws it as high as they can, and the other one walks forward and gets it on the wall. And then it looks like total chaos. And for a while, no one had any idea what was happening.
Yeah.
But then slowly, I mean, these guys just had it in their head and started carving out this giant, lovely vegetable.
Yeah.
And a beautiful process was when they were done, and this is kind of the last thing to finish, we all left the garden, we're standing on the street talking and looking at it, and an old man who lives on the street walked by, and they said, like, oh, hey, look at that, well, what do you think that is? He was like, oh, you know, is it a pear or an aubergine? Oh, it's an aubergine. And they're like, oh, what do you think? And he's like, oh, it looks a lot better than the skulls that were there.
Yeah.
So it's really been kind of a good thing for the community. And I don't know if it's a world record, but these painters were saying this is a historic moment here. And one day they'll be talking about this giant vegetable.
Yeah, because it's...
That was great.
It's great. It really is great.
It makes me smile whenever I walk by.
Yeah.
And I think it has that effect on a lot of people that walk down the street.
No, it's great. It's great. And then what about just, because you've done a little bit of murals in Mexico, so like from over there where there is, I think, quite a tradition here of more graffiti, and there are some murals around the place, but especially in Latin America, like where we see a lot of muralismo, could you talk a little bit about some of the history or some of the part that the murals have played in social movements of Latin America?
I think what's interesting about the difference is that murals were very deliberately used for social movements in Latin America, and I think here in Barcelona they've been more of a social movement in themselves, or an icon of the idea of this is public space. We all, run this space, and if we want it painted, it should be painted.
Yeah,
And I think It's whereas in Mexico and Central America, it's kind of more specific workers rising up largely as a means to communicate with illiterate people. This kind of as a means of political action, almost of reclaiming public spaces for public use, which has been quite repressed.
Yeah.
Recently.
And what about then on the, like, I don't really know too much, like, I think Barcelona is a very, very, very interesting city, because I think that in one world that it is, there are many, many different worlds. So, like, and I think the beauty of this project is that it does connect different worlds. And I suppose the question I'm trying to get to is about, like, the kind of, like, there are some very, very politicized people that are, you know, are involved this garden project in a further opening up a space that allows dialogue, which allows for further growth of movements. And then there's other sides, some that are, some that aren't as, we'll say, as politicized or as involved in kind of political actions. But I'm just wondering about that kind of overlap, that sort of blurry overlap between the kind of very, very politicized, like whether it's painters or space occupiers, and the kind of, and more like whether it's graffiti artists, not saying it's not a political act, because I think it is, but it just that the level of engagement. And so I'm just wondering, it's kind of hard to put into words, but I'm just wondering, has this garden opened up some connections that maybe haven't existed as strong?
Well, I definitely think it's connected people. I know from my personal experience it has, and is continuing to do so. And but I think what is interesting is, and part of why today, why Saturday and you know, continuing on, has been so wonderful, is the use of art for these purposes is, it's a pleasure. Art is lovely, color is wonderful, and it excites people, it animates people, it gets people involved. And I think that has been kind of one of the successes of this, is making this space our own by painting it, by you walk in here and it feels like a space where many people are working together, many people are participating. And it's such an easy way to make such a big difference, really, it's the surface of things, really, but is that we're changing, but what it represents goes a lot deeper than that.
And what about, like I don't know too much about the kind of, let's call it the big art world or whatever, but I suppose I'm wondering about the idea of artist process, which allows for this growth of people learning and doing and defining their spaces, as opposed to the art of product, you know, just the white gallery with its whatever it is, but its art piece on the wall. But I'm just wondering about, is in the main art world, if you know, is there more of movements, or is there more let's call it, say, credibility being given to these kind of actions that maybe before were outside the official art world?
I think there are projects developing that are really exciting in terms of using art to unite people. But there is that constant divide of art in galleries isn't for everybody. It's for the people that can afford it.
Yeah.
And you can go and look at it, but at the end of the day, someone walks home with it. And a difference with street art is that it is a gift. It is a gift to everybody. They know they're not going to get anything out of it except possibly getting arrested and fined a colossal amount. Now they raised the fine hugely, and so it really is a gift, and thus I think much more about process and the graffiti culture of. There are spaces where people go and they paint, and they'll go every week, and then every week when they go back, someone's already painted over their last piece, and it's really not about the piece so much as the process, I think.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, what was great to see is that every single piece here interacts with the space it's in. Every single piece is, you know, organic, has plants growing out of it, has you know, trees coming up, has flowers, it all interacts with the space it's in, and I think oftentimes it gets lost in gallery art, and I think there's great art, but it's transportable. You can move it from a gallery to your house, and thus, you know, much like many aspects of our culture, which are I move here, I move here, I move here, wall art and street art tends to be much more connected to the space and grounded.
Okay. And maybe just to finish it up, like if that's, I think it's very healthy to look at the best case scenario and the kind of how far things could go. What might this spark off? What could start to happen? What sort of changes could start to happen? That, you know, from just this little act of painting on a Saturday, and you know, where could we go with this?
Well, personally, it's totally inspired me. I've done projects like this, but not here in Barcelona, where there's and not so with so many kind of painters involved. And people that have a lot of artistic experience. Normally, it's actually just a community coming together, and then everyone does it together. But what I see such potential for growth in transforming spaces, and you know, already I'm thinking bigger about, you know, this happened in one weekend. What if the first Saturday of every month we get together and paint a space? And what if they look beautiful and we start, you know, working more together? And, you know, this week we're going to paint a forest, and it all interacts with each other. And then bringing these into legal spaces, because this is illegal, what is technically happening here. But, you know, looking at San Francisco as a model, of bringing the art onto the streets and giving it its place, and because it is culture, and it is giving culture to everybody that is walking down the street. So best case scenario, 5 years we'll have certain streets all over the city just covered in beautiful, beautiful art, giving to people and enriching their lives much more than any other pale, opaque, pastel colored wall that we have plenty of. We've got plenty of those. We don't have to worry about losing those. Let's put some feeling into it.
Exactly. Lovely. Well, maybe in 5 years we'll chat again, and we'll just see how much has exploded. So listen, thanks very much, because it's been such a pleasure to do it. It really has been amazing. Just participating, colouring a little bit here and there, and I think it's really, really just quickly, just, you know, it has erupted something very special, you know, and that can only be built on. So maybe in 5 years we will have those colourful streets and gardens and spaces. So
yeah. So you know, in 5 years it might look like the city we painted on Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
Well, listen, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
What you do is good in a man just body high.